All right, Kevin, thanks so much. Yes, we're live here from McAfee Field at Media Day here with the Finlandia Lions. Joining me right now from the football team, Coach Wilsis. Coach, good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you again, too. How are you doing?
Doing real good.
Good.
Great seeing the team out here all dressed up in their uniforms and pads, looking like they really want to hit something, but we're telling them to stand still and
take
a picture.
Doubt. They look pretty sharp today. They look pretty excited. So,
well, you're on the cusp of the season starting so far. How many practices have you been having so far?
We're having practice 9 this afternoon. We scrimmaged. I kind of gave you guys a little day off, the afternoon off yesterday. We had a scrimmage on Fridays. I think it was Friday or Saturday. Days come just clob together on you when you're in practice, but you know, we had a nice scrimmage and gave you guys the next afternoon off, so they didn't have to practice. So we get our 9th practice in today. Things are going very well.
Getting a feel for them so far. I know there's, you know, for you, you've been with this team. You also have another number of new players coming in, but you, for your head coach now, so your relationship with them is going to undoubtedly slightly change, but it's a little bit of a feeling out period.
That's right. You know, it's changed. You know, a lot of the offensive line still wouldn't meet, you know, with me in the room, and they're transitioning into me being the head football coach for them. So, you know, there's a little learning curve there a little bit, but it's, you know, just really exciting. You know, the depth's starting to kind of, you know, cream starting to rise at the top a little bit. You know, as I told these guys, there's still a week before the school starts, and you're being evaluated every single day for starting positions. So, you know, these guys are really competing every single day.
For returning players, seniors like Dylan Huckstadt, and even for like Delonte Johnson, who was a freshman last year, he's coming back, he's got a year under his belt. Have you been noticing any differences just as their readiness for this season?
Yeah, the great thing, you know, Dylan's been with the program his entire, you know, he's going to be a senior this year. You know, it's a fourth year in our football program, you know, and he's going to be one of the 5 seniors we're going to have graduate off this team. You know, it's really great to see where he came from. You know, I remember when he came in, he's like 185-pound kid. Now he's about 210, and just growing his body and his maturity is just, you know, it's just phenomenal. You know, he's come a long way in 4 years. And then like Delonte Johnson, you know, he was here with us last year, and his maturity is just at a higher level. And, you know, he understands that he's a leader of this football team, and as well as Dylan is as well. So,
well, with the expanded roster, with a number of new players coming in, guys like Dylan Huckstadt, who has, you know, traditionally played both sides of the ball. I talked to him. He said he's going to be expecting to play more defense than offense this year. You'll be able to have that little bit more freedom there with the extra players?
That's correct. You know, I believe in football that to be a great football player in one position, you got to really focus on it. You know, we want to make sure that we have 11 starting guys on offense and 11 starting guys on defense, and they don't have crossover. You know, we got enough football players here right now. We don't have to go both ways, so that's great news.
You'll be starting this first year with the conference play in the MIAA conference. Your first opponent is a non-conference game, Concordia, Wisconsin, September 1st. But you're going to have some tough competition coming down the line. How are you, or what steps are you taking to prepare the team for those games?
You know, it's the intensity has been amped up a bit. You know, getting these guys prepared, as I tell them every day, it's a very competitive conference. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us if we come non-prepared. So every day is a challenge in getting these guys to kind of get out of their comfort zone. Maybe you get a little extra conditioning and it's a little adversity for them. But, you know, get these guys in adverse situations, what's going to happen in every football game. And, they'll, you know, against these conference opponents, there might be some times where, you know, we're at the dig deep to make sure that we can get ourselves W. So.
Also great that you're back up to 8 games this year. You'll have 4 home games here for the fans to enjoy.
That's correct. You know, we got 4 home games and we got 6 away games. So it's
you're 10 games.
Yeah, we have 10 games scheduled. So, but September 1st, we'll be up here playing Concordia, Wisconsin, and you're really excited for it.
Me too. Okay, we will be broadcasting that game live here from McAfee Field. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:40 as the Finlandia Lions will take on Concordia, Wisconsin in the home opener and season opener. Coach, good luck.
I appreciate it, Rick.
You're welcome. We're going to be continuing our... Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from Media Day here at McAfee Field on Finlandia University's campus. And right now I'm talking with a couple of returning players on the men's soccer team, Osvaldo Cruz and Albert Kamen. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Exciting day just to kind of be out, and I know for... It's probably more exciting for us people in the media than it is for the players. You guys getting your pictures taken, doing some interviews like this. We do appreciate it. how much practice have you had so far getting ready for the season?
So far we've had, you know, currently we're in preseason now. We've had a couple days. Our coach has really been running us, getting us in tip-top shape because we only have a certain amount of players this year, but we'll make it work.
Scott's a pretty intense coach. Is he bringing something different than what you've had in the previous years?
Yes, he's definitely somebody who is bringing something new to the team, but, you know, that's a good thing, you know, because sometimes change is good, and hopefully it'll help improve us, and we'll have a great season.
What position do you play?
I am a striker.
What is that?
So striker is basically the one, to keep it simple, he just scores the goals. So hopefully, you'll see my name on that score sheet.
All right, when I was about scoring all the goals for you guys, what are you doing, Albert?
I'm helping protect the back line as an outside defender.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your team, man. You know, how many players you've got returning that you've played with in the past and what that means to have that experience?
Well, most of the guys here are returners. I think we only got like two freshmen this year. It's a pretty small squad. And having that, having all the returners helps keep the chemistry and helps us. We all know how we play and how we like to receive and pass and how we move. It's a really important factor with a team like this. Only having a few seniors going away at the end of the season, and then still having a majority of the team here is really important.
Yeah, Coach Chris Apita said that you've got 13 people on the roster. He plans to hopefully double that next year, which certainly help. Both of you would be returning next year. Neither of you are seniors, but that's you're not looking forward ahead. Looking forward to next year. You want to start playing this year. We won 6 games last year. What's exciting about this year going in with 6 games from last year and building on that?
Well, yes. Currently, our coach told us that a lot of the teams we're playing this year had losing seasons last year. So, I mean, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but if we all come together as a team and hopefully, we make good, we can come out with more wins.
Can guarantee one thing, you guys will be playing in a conference tournament in the first weekend of November. You get the guaranteed bid here by hosting it at McAfee Field. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy because you're going to have to play some pretty tough competition. What opportunity does that provide you as players here at Finlandia to even be able to play in a tournament?
Oh, yes, it's an amazing opportunity, but also because we're such a small school, so, we'll know that we'll get a lot of support from the school, even the community, and just hopefully, give everybody a great time and bring some hardware back to the school.
Yeah, the kind of the thing that with this school being so small, being a school of like, 600, 700, and going out to schools that are more in the 4-digit, 2,000 range, a lot of people kind of underestimate us. It happened a lot last year, and even in some of our close losses, the teams weren't ready for us to fight as hard as we did, and being on home turf could be really important for us and help boost our morale to get us across that line at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, the more you improve, the less chance you'll have to sneak up on anybody, but the competition, I know the team did so well last year. It was, it's a rising team, upcoming team. I'm going to ask you this because neither of you are from this immediate area. Elk Rapids, where's Elk Rapids at?
Elk Rapids is about 6.5 hours downstate across the bridge. It's very similar to this. It's a small town. Everyone knows everyone kind of morality. And it's just one of those things where, you always want to leave a good impression in your community. And that's one of the things I liked about up here. Everyone knows everyone. It's a very comfortable environment, small town. So it's one of those things that kind of prompted me to come here in the first place. So,
Oswaldo, where do you come from?
I'm from a small town in Dagsboro, Delaware. And a lot of people up here actually laugh when I tell them I'm from Delaware because most people don't even know it's a state. But, I love it back there. But, up here, it's a good change, never seen a lot of snow that comes up here.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's good for you. Change is good, and it'll all work out in the end.
Yeah, it's kind of a long journey going from the East Coast all the way up here. Was there something particular that attracted you to want to play soccer for Finlandia?
Well, last year when I got recruited, I was told that it's like you said, an upcoming and rising team. So I'm just hoping I can bring some good to this team, and hopefully we can all make good.
What is the strengths of your team going into this season? What do you think your team stands out at?
I think our new coach, he's really big on defense. So he's trying to solidify a very good back line. And I think this year will be good. We'll be great in defense. We'll have a good, strong back line.
I also think the confidence of the team when it comes to having the ball and being comfortable on the ball, we have a lot of skill. Everyone practices and gets touches on the ball when they can, and everyone wants the ball. So I think that skill is one of our other strong suits. I mean, the confidence and not panicking when you receive the ball is really important. I think we're really good at keeping our cool, and especially when the pressure gets high.
Taking part in media days here right now, what's this today been like?
You know, today's been good, you know, good weather. You know, it's good to see all the teams out here supporting each other, you know, see that, you know, not just us as a soccer team, but the whole school come together and support each other, and, you know, we'll all have good seasons, I know.
All right, well, looking forward to it. We will be broadcasting the conference championship from McAfee Field here November 3rd and 4th, at least the games that Finlandia is going to be partaking in, and we hope that that is two games, because we want to see you guys in the final, and hey, come away with a conference championship and hang that on the mantle.
Yeah, of course.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for taking part.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, we're still here at Media Day. We're going to... That's love. That's where I go with. All right. Thanks, Kevin. This is...
today, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're broadcasting live from Media Day here at McAfee Field on Finlandia University's campus. Joining me right now, I have the coach of the women's soccer team, Jordan Andrews, also joining me is one of the players, Jessica Tosh. Welcome to you both.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Exciting kind of days we've been saying here, just getting the teams together out here doing some pictures and doing some interviews. What do you have left here before the day's over?
We have a couple practices later today, so we're just wrapping up, and it's been an exciting day so far.
Jessica, it's your first chance taking part in a media day. I know it's just a kind of a new event for Finlandia. You were a sophomore this year, so you didn't have this year. How is going into your sophomore year different than the first time around?
I feel like I have more responsibilities this year, considering that I am a returner and we have a whole new team of freshmen. So I have a leadership role in some way.
What position do you play?
I play outside mid.
Okay, so what is your responsibilities during a game?
Well, to support my attackers and to help out my defenders.
Okay, set them up and let them score?
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, now you're from California. You made the trek over here to Hancock. What was it about Finlandia over here in our northern part of the country that you wanted to hit?
Well, Coach Jordan got me here for soccer, and I'm also a nursing student, so the nursing program had also caught my eye.
Fantastic. Good to hear. All right, well, it was obviously a tougher season last year. You're returning, Jordan, this is your first year taking over the head coaching job here, so the goals could be pretty, you know, stated pretty easily, forward and upward motion.
Yeah, as soon as I took it over, the main goal was recruiting as many talented student-athletes as I could, and I think I accomplished that goal. So we're just going to take training session each day by day, drill by drill, and work to get better. You know, it's going to be a development and definitely working on our goals towards the conference tournament. So if we can take each day at a time, each drill at a time, we'll be fine this season.
Do you feel you have any advantages maybe this year that were not part of the team last year that can help you?
We definitely have some returners that have college experience and were with the program last year, and then you know, this young group of freshmen that haven't seen the college game yet. I think the blend between those two will be really important, and how they come together as a group will be also important as well, which is a little different than last year.
Yeah. Jessica, as Finlandia athletics have seemed to be, you know, rising tide lifts all boats, there's expectations that are greater on all of the different programs. Being a player on this team, do you allow yourself to get wrapped up in that, the expectations of the team?
Yes and no, both. I mean, I would like to reach coaches' expectations, obviously, and exceed those. But at the same time, I have my own expectations that I need to do, so it's kind of a mix.
Okay. How much practicing have you had so far this year?
We just finished camp last week, so today we have two practices, so yeah.
Are you starting to get a feel of, you know, where this team's strengths lie?
Yes, I think we have a pretty good-looking team right now. As long as everybody stays healthy and we don't keep getting injuries, we'll be just fine this season.
Okay, same question to you, Coach.
Yeah, I think if to harp on Jessica's point, if we stay healthy, it will be fine. You know, obviously the first recruiting class this program's really seen, so injuries would take a toll on us. So if we're able to limit that, and play to our strengths, which I think our strengths right now are, you know, through the center, and getting the ball out wide quickly and then right back into the central midfield and distributing from there. If we can play to our strengths right away, I think we'll be fine. We also need to get a little confidence at the beginning. If we can pick up a couple wins early, you know, especially against teams that we're not used to beating in the previous years and surprise a couple teams, we'll be fine this year. It's such a young group. If we can build the confidence early, it's really, really important.
That first game will be at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Date is August 31st, I believe.
Yep.
Okay, and then you have home games here at McAfee Field, September 23rd, and then October 1st and 2nd. But then at the end of the season, you mentioned it a moment ago, Jordan, you have the conference tournament that Finlandia is hosting. I'll start with you. What does that mean for you and your squad?
Yeah, it's really important to the squad and the university as a whole. The university hasn't put together an event like that. So for us to be able to host it and, you know, put something together that the community can rally around, it's extremely important, especially, you know, I keep saying it, but with the young group, if we're just being a part of it, you know, getting an automatic bid, these girls will learn so much in a tournament environment. So,
Jessica, for you, for being a player, you know that come November, you're going to be playing against the conference best.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how does that get you excited for this season?
Oh, yeah. When Coach sent out that text, I was extremely excited, and I can't wait to see what happens and how the season goes.
You never know what's going to happen when you get into a you know, a conference tournament like that. Anything can happen. The ball could bounce your way and stay healthy and perform well, and then you guys could be holding on to a trophy.
Yeah, that will be exciting.
All right. Well, looking forward to calling those games as well. We're going to be broadcasting the Finlandia's games in that conference tournament live on 99.3 The Lift. So we'll definitely be anxiously watching the season unfold, and good luck to you both.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
Okay, we're going to be back here in just a couple of moments where we'll be wrapping up our coverage here of Media Day here on the official voice of Finlandia.